Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is the duplicate tape of Mr. Frank Chi from an original 90 minutes to a 60 minute tape. Tape 2.
I speak mostly American to them because they don't understand too much Chinese now.
Does your wife speak Chinese?
Once in a while.
Then since your children cannot speak Chinese, how do you feel about it?
I feel they will find out that their dad is a advantage in the future.
And how about your grandson now? Does he know a little Chinese?
Very little.
Now, for yourself, do you ultimately would like to return to China to live the last few years of your life?
As far as foreseeable, I don't see any future I can return there and make a living because the government's still not too stable yet.
Suppose you don't have to make a living. Now that you have a government retirement check, would you like to go back and live then forever?
I don't think I can go back there forever now because of my family is right here. And I have no way to enjoy the living condition in China.
Among your friends or friends' friends, how many elderly Chinese are going back to China to stay for good?
Right now, no, none of my friends do that.
You know, in the movies, frequently you see a Chinese actor or actress taking the parts of a Chinese, but in such a ugly way. What do you think of it?
I think it's they always portray those Chinese as a gambler and laundry man. They downgrade Chinese. I don't think much of it.
I see. Then when you saw the picture and you didn't like the way it was portrayed, what did you do?
Well, since the Chiang Kai-shek government in the 1930s don't protest about this movie like that, and I myself, I think I alone, how much can I do?
Did you ever hear anyone say that they were embarrassed to be Chinese?
Yes, some. For example, a few years ago, Miss Hong Kong was at a welcoming party in LA Chinatown on TV. The newscaster asked her, "Do you represent the Chinese from Hong Kong?" Her answer was, "Sorry, I'm not Chinese, but I'm a Brit." But why does she say that? Sorry, I'm not Chinese. To me, are we a criminal or no good human being? And why sorry to be a Chinese?
Now, what type of jobs would most Chinese consider to be ideal for themselves?
Well, most Chinese parents would like their children to hold prestigious, high-paying jobs, such as doctor, dentist, engineer, lawyer. In a profession is self-fulfilling and rewarding. And for their children, too.
But what kind of jobs you would like for your children to work at?
Well, once I let me tell the Chinese parent this way, don't tell your children what job or what profession to follow, because they're old enough to make up their own mind. One time I look at a TV program like that. When your children are about going to college, let them do what they want, follow the job, the profession, what they like. If you tell them what to take up, suppose you like them to be a doctor, prestige jobs, eh? And they follow your advice, go to college, learn to be a doctor against his or her own will, and they don't like it. Suppose they flunk in college, and in 1 year, 2 years, they come back to see, to tell you, Mom and Dad, you told me to do that. I didn't want to be a doctor. Now I flunked it. It's not my fault. It's your fault. Now my time and your money are all wasted. So right now, I will say to the Chinese parent, let your children what they want to do. If your children, maybe he choose some profession, and he didn't go to Caltech, he go to Pepperdine, and the graduate list, they come out number one, they'd be more happier than to be a doctor on the bottom list.
All right, Frank, here's one question about the village again. Have you ever heard of a jiyuhui in China?
I didn't hear anything like that.
Is there something else that you would like to tell me that I have forgotten to ask you, Frank? Where were you married?
I was married right here in Los Angeles.
All right, is there something else you want to tell me?
No, I think that's good enough for today.
Now, I understand your mother was quite an educated person.
Mm-hmm.
What did she do when she first came to America?
Only a housewife, that's all.
Then what was your father doing all the time you people were growing up in this country?
My father's tried to be a herb doctor, worked with the S.P. Lee, but only for a few years, and then after that, he changed to a grocer.
Mm-hmm. All right, is there something that I have left out?
Well, I think that's enough today. That's all.
Thank you very much, Frank, for such a wonderful interview. And UCLA and the Historical Society, thank you.
I'm glad to have such an opportunity.
Frank, was your mother a school teacher in L.A.?
When she first came, she did taught Chinese to the American-born Chinese for a few years. But only the beginner's class.
But where was this taking place?
I don't
know. Was it in a church or?
I think it's at some church.
Why didn't she continue on teaching Chinese?
Well, because maybe from home the travel distance and things like that. I don't know for any reason why.
Mm-hmm. Then judging by that, your mother must have been an educated person.
Well, my father, my parent and mother, I mean, my both quite educated in China, in the Chinese language, that's all.
Mm-hmm. But your father did not have a chance to make use of his intellectual ability.
No, none at all. I also have too much chance in those days, in the pre-war days.
What are your brothers doing right now?
My brothers, one of them a TV repairman, one of them retired from the Long Beach government. He's a draftsman from the Long Beach Municipal.
And then your sister, she's married?
Yeah, my sister married, that's all. Mm-hmm. Housewife.
Oh no, you have two sisters.
Yeah, I have one younger sister. She's married, she's working in the postal office. By the airport.
Oh.
This is the end of tape one, side B. This is also the end of Frank Chi's oral interview. This is a duplicating of a 90-minute to a 60-minute tape.